This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, Protector of Women. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to A to Z here, and I being the trader with me, Sister Zainab. And so obviously a title such as Protector of Women, it sort of means that, you know, I'm probably going to talk a little bit about how the beautiful attitude, the beautiful akhlaq that some men have towards women, towards protecting women, be it women in their family, be it women they don't even know, women in the street, in the workplace, at uni, anywhere. And obviously this is something that we know that, let's say, it's very beautifully exemplified by some of our martyrs, such as the famous martyr Abbas Baba'i from the Holy Defense. So, for example, he did something when his wife-to-be, his future wife, who was younger than him, when she was still at high school, he lived not that far away. I think they lived in the same street. But his street where he lived, his house was sort of between her high school and then her house. And so when she was still at high school, and he was her cousin, he was concerned that boys might harass her in the street. You know, she was a teenager, and obviously teenage girls might have to go through some of these things. And so what he would do, he would stand outside his house, literally monitoring the street as she was sort of walking back from high school to her house, and just to make sure that, you know, she was totally okay, no one bothered her. And then he'd just disappear into his house. And obviously this is a, you know, this is a very nice thing to do, because women are probably in every environment all around the world. Maybe at some point they've been aware or heard of some harassment, no matter how small, but maybe there's just that little bit of concern that, you know, someone might just say something, or maybe even it could be something as simple as a woman, especially a teenage girl, maybe they just want to walk home from school, from their workplace, without even so much as anyone speaking to them. Welcome back to A to Z here, and I'm being Radio, and obviously I'm talking about the beautiful akhlaq of some men, and I've just given the example of the famous Iranian martyr Abbas Baba'i, who would sort of monitor the street from his house to make sure that she as a teenage girl was never bothered by the local boys, local teenagers in the street on her way back from school. And you know, it's just nice. It's not to be, for all of us, it's nice not to be bothered by anyone, really. You know, we maybe want to walk home, whether we're on our own or walking with friends. It's just nice to not worry about, oh, someone going to say some, you know, may even just say hello. Because obviously, if someone says hello, says salam to us, in theory, you know, we actually are obliged to return unless someone else says salam. And, you know, maybe we don't want to say salam to everyone, because some people might just say it to us just to bother us, as you know, I'm referring to this particular scenario. But, you know, this is obviously at the heart of this is just an appreciation that women are, you know, women do deserve special protection, not just obviously we hear this about the other martyrs, that they were extremely respectful, not just to the women in their families, but also to the women, any other women in the neighborhood. And this is typical. They would make sure that the women in the neighborhood too, that were sort of safe from any harm, safe from even just being looked at, probably. And, you know, this is, you know, the talking about the status and the rank of women and just sort of emphasizing on this is really good, because look, I think in our modern times, because obviously particular behaviors that, you know, are maybe a bit more of what we call rampant in some countries. They, you know, they go across the globe, and, you know, maybe the probably our parents and grandparents would say to us, well, you know, people didn't behave like that in our days. And obviously, but yeah, inshallah, the sort of this little special treatment towards women does not leave us ever. This looking out, this desire to protect women, the dignity of women, should always remain with us, and for sure, for always with us Muslims. So thank you for listening for today, and I look forward to welcoming you to another episode of AZ here on Being English Radio, and farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.